On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland Morning theater critic J. Wynn Resick has been to see the workplace comedy The Memo at Single Carat Theater. She brings us this review.
Here's the premise. You are required to comply with an official document, but you can't make sense of it. What is it? The thing seems to be written in a foreign language. With the IRS deadline tomorrow and the Affordable Care Act deadline just behind us, The Memo sounds like a play about U.S. bureaucracy in 2014. But this political satire about bureaucratic mumbo-jumbo and repression was written in Eastern Europe in 1965. The Memo, translated here by Paul Wilson, was the second play by the late Václav Havel, dissident, political prisoner, and eventually the first president of post-communist Czechoslovakia and then of the Czech Republic. If you staged The Memo as is, it'd have plenty of modern-day resonance. But at Single Carat Theater, director Stephen Nuns has bumped up that resonance. For starters, at the unnamed organization where The Memo takes place, the employees wear ID badges with American flags. Director Nuns has also replaced most of the first names of Havel's characters with the real first names of his actors. This is a play about us, now. Rich Espy plays the director of what is, in this production, a government agency. His character is called Rich Gross, and the play begins with him finding a memo on his desk. He reads it aloud.
Gak vam ch ch lopve recto elkvestrete dihab zui bak gidalox ibem niderix tovan chip ikte jugabaj fis de putrop gh.
This gobbledygook turns out to be a new language called PTDEPI, a language intended to, quote, make official communications more precise. Now Rich has to get the memo translated, and in fact the agency has a translation department and a PTDEPI instructor. Paul Diem plays him wonderfully as a pompous professor.
PTDEPI, as you know, is a synthetic language constructed on strictly scientific principles. It has a highly rational grammar and an extraordinarily broad vocabulary. It is an utterly exact language, capable with far more precision than any other current living language of expressing all the subtle, formulaic nuances of important official communications. One consequence of this precision, however, is that PTDEPI is exceptionally complex and difficult.
Rich Espy's increasingly frustrated, cowed character takes his memo to the instructor and to the translation department. Along the way, he gets demoted, promoted, fired, and reinstated, all at the hands of the scheming bureaucrat who starts out as his deputy. She's portrayed by Sarah Gretchen as sexy, self-serving, and power-hungry. Espy goes from flustered to angry.
An employee who has recently received a memo in PTDEPI can, at the very best, have a text in PTDEPI translated only after his memo has been translated. But what if the very thing this employee wishes to have translated is his memo? It can't be done. Why? Because his memorandum has not been officially translated. In other words, we can find out what our memorandum says, but only if we already know what it says.
The memo isn't easy to perform. For one thing, many of the actors have to speak PTDEPI, something they do quite well. Director Nuns cleverly locates his production somewhere between, or perhaps in both, the 1960s and today. Manual typewriters coexist with PowerPoint presentations. Designer Rick Garrett's turntable set keeps everyone moving in circles. Leslie Yarmo's costume designs may be excessively outlandish, but they reinforce this ludicrous office culture. And, ludicrous as it may seem, if you've ever worked in an office, you'll recognize some of what goes on in this one. If it's disturbing to see Václav Havel's critique of totalitarian bureaucracy fits so neatly into 21st century America, well, credit the playwright's understanding of human nature and Single Carat Theater's persistently creative approach to meaningful modern drama.
Maryland Morning Theater critic J. Wynn Resick. The Memo is up at Single Carat Theater until April 27th.
Thank you.